I like that. I think I'm back. You're listening to Alan on DS106 Radio. We're getting ready to warm up the studio for our session today. And we have two of my students, as well as Grant Potter, coming on board.
Walls. He turned toward me and looked into my eyes.
And it's still playing that. Let's play a little commercial.
What are you listening to? This Remco transistor radio I made myself. Want to listen?
Yeah. I want to listen.
She's a ball game. It's a real radio and it works great. Could I build one too?
Sure. Remco makes it real easy. All you have to do is put together all the parts that come in the Remco kit. The transistor, the tuner, and the separate loudspeaker for broadcasting.
Can you do your own broadcasting too?
Yeah, sure. I'll do the announcing with this microphone while you work the radio.
This is radio station R-E-M-C-O, Remco.
DS-106.
Do it yourself.
Forget
radio
Remco.
DS-106,
oh,
not Remco.
We're radio engineers.
Fellows, get your Remco radio at your favorite toy store.
All right, DS-106 Radio, stand by while I see if I can call in my guest, see if I can do this whole Skype thing. Let's see, I'm going to get Amber and Nancy and Grant and Daniel. Everybody's in here? Okay, guys, if I do this right, I should bring you all in on a call. Hello?
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
I'm good.
Yep.
Check
oh
one,
gosh.
Two. Somebody's a lot of static. Is that me?
Well, not me.
It's not me.
I think that's me.
I'm hearing a lot of background static, but maybe it's just me. But you're live on the radio.
Oh, gosh. I can barely hear you.
Yeah.
All right, China, this is known as futzing. I need to make some adjustments here. Check one, two. Is that better? Clear? All right, hang on. I'm still spinning some dials here. Check one, two. Can you hear me? Check one, two.
Oh, no, it's gone. It's back again.
It's yes. Back.
Hang on. That's my output volume. I'm getting some interference somewhere. This happens all the time. This is the tradition known as futzing. Sounds like rain, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it's super rain.
I just had a technical call in here.
All right. I'm a little confused here what my feedback loop is going to be. So just bear with me as I change things around. So I can't do it. Let's try it. Box one. That's the same. That sounds really horrible, doesn't it? Sound check one, two. So if I could, that's an input sound. Check one, two. Hello, hello. Can you hear me? Give me a little bit of boost. Hang on. Don't panic. Leave the panicking to me, okay? Check one, two. Check. Turning down the input volume a little bit. That makes no sound difference. That makes no sound difference. Oh!
I hear a typewriter.
DS-106 radio. Everything.
Check one, two. How about that?
Ah.
That was much better.
Oh, you know what that was? You know what that was? I was playing static in my iTunes. I was supposed to be there. It worked perfectly. Is my volume okay on your end?
You're fine.
Yep.
All right. Well, we're actually live, so we have on the radio. Why don't you guys announce yourself? From left to right.
Awesome. This is Amber from DS-106.
This is Nancy from DS-106, also known as Bell Kid.
Awesome. My students, my awesomest students.
I'm Daniel. I'm a former student.
Yeah, UT, is that Utah or like upper?
Yep, I'm out in Salt Lake City right now.
Oh, you are? Cool. Well, I'm actually in Canada.
Cool. Really?
Yeah, I'm moving around. Got to keep you guys guessing.
That's so cool.
Carissa's listening right now. And,
oh, cool.
Grant Potter, are you out there?
I am also here, and I am also in Canada.
But you're the real deal. You're a real Canadian.
I'm a real bread-in-the-bone Canadian.
That is so awesome.
I'm coming to you on DS-106 Radio from the tip of the Atlantic in Nova Scotia.
Grant is way out there.
I love Canada.
And Grant is a freaking genius because he's the guy who built the radio station for us, which you guys don't know anything about. Daniel knows about it.
I'll leave it up to Dan.
But this is switching up our mode a little bit. And since we're talking about audio, we wanted to do radio. So we'll kind of officially kick it off at 4:30 to be all official in that. But I'm using like 5 pieces of software here to do the broadcasting. And you guys will learn a little bit more about that if you're interested. But it's all on my Mac. And I'm able to kind of reroute my sound channels, connect with Skype, so you're actually hearing the same thing coming in your ears that's going out on the broadcast through the server that Grant built.
Ooh.
Awesome. But the magic part is that we're live right now, and people will be, instead of Google Hangout where they could sort of chat with us or join, they can't right now, but the only way they can talk to us is through Twitter, so...
Probably watch that tag, right?
Let me
pull that up.
I'll pull it up too.
Now, have you guys been using anything like TweetDeck, or are you still using the desktop, the web interface?
I'm using TweetDeck.
I would use TweetDeck, but my Mac is so slow. I don't want to use that plus Chrome and then have it crash.
Yeah, I understand. I understand your situation, Nancy.
I don't think I've used it.
I have it, but I don't use it because it. It's like I usually just run Adium and Chrome.
Yeah, I use the TweetDeck running inside of Chrome, so it's not another application, and it's not Flash. I hope it's not Flash. Maybe Daniel knows for sure.
I don't have an answer.
I can try it out, and if FlashBlock doesn't let me load it, I'll know if it's Flash or not.
It's okay. I mean, it's just for me, it's much easier to organize because you get to kind of segregate different flows of information. So I have one column that just shows me DS-106 tweets, one that's my replies. So it's a little bit easier to monitor than the web interface. But whatever works for you, works for me. That's how we're going.
Looks like one person's listening.
Oh, we had more than that.
How are you seeing that, Amber?
I'm only looking on the Twitter feed right now.
Oh,
yeah. Only person who checked in.
Here, but let me show you. Give me the URL to monitor the feed. There's actually, if it's right, we have about 20 some, which is huge.
We've got it probably just under 20. What's happening is a number of addresses are being duplicated, a few. But it looks like we had at least 14 or 15.
Yeah. Now, who's in France? We've never had anybody in France, have we?
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Hello, listener from France.
I wonder if it's Cosmo Cat, because she travels around.
Well, could be.
Chihira, yeah. She's usually in Germany, but maybe she's hopped a border. So your students know there are people around the world who not only listen, we have a couple regulars who almost every night do some play some music for us. There's Nigel in New Zealand, and Rowan in Australia. David Kernahan in the UK, and people who just kind of like the live audio experience that we found. Sometimes it's hard to say why it's so interesting to be able to talk live, because there's nothing radically new about doing audio or radio, but the fact that you're in kind of this small group and people are interacting with you, something that I know Grant and I have gotten infected with the last 2 years.
Ooh, I'm going to have to get used to it, though.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
I think this whole the whole like the rig up that we have now is just, it allows many different points of access, and there's no permission, no username, no password. You could be simply anonymous and you could come on and do this, you know, anonymous spot. I remember back, was it 2 years ago in February or March, there was this Twitter account that was posting shows to DS106 Radio, and it was called PDP6. Have you guys ever heard of PDP6?
Nope. No, not at all.
It is it's kind of an interesting story, and it's PDP6 is it's like a an acronym for Program Data Processor 6, which it was going way back to the early days of computing. Somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, but it was the first computer that anyone could get access to, and it was an anonymous, and it was also hosted at MIT. It had a little bit of a history to it, but if you check out the Twitter account, it's at PDP6. Somebody that has access to that anonymous Twitter account was posting anonymous shows to DS106 Radio, and they're really good. So it's kind of different. It was when you go to a student radio show, or you go to you go to a student radio or co-op radio in communities, you need to vet it, you got to volunteer, you got to apply, and all that kind of stuff. Whereas this system, you just sort of can walk up and grab it if it's available and start using it, which just kind of leads to some interesting stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, and there's not really anything else like it out there, and it's been a while, and we've been fortunate to be able to play with it. But it's 4:30, and it's time to cue the band for the DS106 show. Cue the band.
Yeah. Is there like a humming over the radio? Because that might be my computer being loud.
Huh. Humming. I don't hear any humming.
Okay, my fan's running.
It's the orchestra. Can you hear them?
Yeah.
It's the DS106 show. Again, I'm wearing my tie. I'm in black and white. It's 1964. You can't believe how amazing 1964 is. Not only did GE invent the internet, you can do radio over the internet in 1964. Imagine what they're going to do it by like 1992. It's going to be insane. So this is week 4 of the DS106 show. I am your tie-bedecked host, Alan Levine. And I'm really excited because, A, we've got the first student co-host. We'll get to that in a second. But also, we jumped ships to radio since we're talking about audio this week. And I'm really excited that Grant Potter is here not only to talk about like the hows and whats of DS106 Radio, but just he's just such a really expert in the ideas of radio. And really, we owe a lot to that. And also, former student Daniel Zimmerman decided to pop in. So they're all here with me on the couch in the studio. And some people out there listening in Twitter land, if you have questions, put it in the DS106 chat. I see Carissa's out there, who's in our class. Apparently, she has, maybe she's still in her PJs enjoying the snow. That was at least what I got is going on by in the class. But Amber or Nancy, maybe introduce yourselves. Since you're the co-host, tell the radio audience what you guys have been doing maybe last week.
Oh, guess I'll start. Hello, DS106. This is Amber. And last week was a start. At least it wasn't boot camp. Without that big checklist he gave us at the beginning of the week, I would have been completely lost. Just keeping up with all the work. But at the end of the week, after I got it all under control, I looked back at what I accomplished, and I felt so proud of myself. I'm like, I did all this within a week.
So what was the most fun thing that you did this week, Amber?
Definitely the I'm split between the 5-picture story and the shape of stories assignment. The shape of stories one, I did a My Little Pony episode and structured it, and it kind of went in an up and down arrow shape. I love that because I love My Little Pony, and I finally got to analyze it. And then the 5-picture story, that was based on what actually happened to me a few weeks ago. Wasn't pretty.
And what's your blog? Up. Tell the radio audience your blog, where it is.
All right. My blog is ds106.missambermay.com if you ever want to check out anything or just pop in to say hi.
Yeah, and Carissa just said on Twitter, she's absolutely right. After the all work she did, I'm going to have a lot of grading to do. I'm working my way through it. It's going to take me longer and longer each week, as you'll notice, because honestly, I like to read everything. And the stuff that I'm reading so far, especially just the way y'all are thinking about your work and writing it up, is leaps and bounds ahead of other students. Now, you don't have any frame of experience for that. But I like also the way you guys really picked up on the commenting. Any thoughts on that, Amber, how that's been for you this week to both do and receive?
It's got me to look at other students' work, and I got to give my feedback on it. That was pretty exciting. I only had one problem with the commenting, which wasn't a big deal, where I'm trying to remember whose blog it was. I couldn't find the blog, the comment button.
That's Jennifer.
And I was like, oh my gosh,
what do I do? Her blog is so stylish that it was like faded away, and I think she fixed that.
Her page is so cool, but I couldn't find the poor text. After she fixed it, I was like, oh, this is so much better.
Okay, and Amber, we also take complaints, so give me your gripes.
My complaints?
Yeah.
Can't think of any complaints.
Okay, next.
So
no, just kidding.
Oh, well, I think that was the only problem I've had so far. Yeah. Maybe some WordPress stuff, trying to get my Twitter to show up on WordPress, which I still haven't really done.
I can help you with that because I got mine to work.
Yep. Oh, you got the feed to work?
Yeah, just check out my class blog. Mine works perfectly.
Mine showed up as text that redirects you to Twitter.
Oh.
That is, I think, remember, Nancy, when we did that setup? Because you have to put your exact domain in.
Yeah, in that that's box. What was, I think.
But I think you can help Amber with that. So, Nancy, it's your turn. Tell us a little bit about what your week has been like.
My week's been crazy because I'm a senior taking 17 credits for no real reason.
Nice.
Basically because I wanted to take this class as part of it. But I didn't really start my work until Thursday, which was not a good move. But I mean, I've got everything done. I actually did an extra assignment because I was at a Super Bowl party last night and decided I wanted to play with the food photography setting on my camera. I got a new camera for Christmas, and it has
there's a food photography setting.
Yeah, that's sadly my default for anything. I don't know what to take photos with. I just am like, food photography works. So I did the story in 5 frames, but I'd done the 5-card flicker earlier, so I have 2 stories from this week. But I really was, I did a lot of thinking this week. I was, I guess, frustrated with the Kurt Vonnegut thing. I didn't understand him.
Good. And tell me more. Tell me more. I want to hear,
Well, I decided I wanted to analyze Girls, which is my favorite show. And the show is just, it's a kind of a clusterfuck. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay.
It's about people, it's about girls that are our age, that are in their 20s, living in New York, whatever. And so I was like, wait, I think that the character is getting scoring coke and doing coke is a high point because it was a catalyst. But I was like, wait, that sounds kind of bad. It kind of moved along the action.
That's a complex thing. I know I was reading Cole's blog post, and he felt like, first of all, as an English major, he felt like it was ridiculously simplistic to reduce stories to that simple concept.
Well, I mean, I did 3 episodes, so it's 90 minutes of TV, and I got it down to 26 points. Which, honestly, I could have just done Hannah's storyline, who's the main character, but I was like, okay, there's one character that shows up twice in my entire thing.
That's good. And how'd you represent your curve?
I drew it on paper with markers, and so it's colorful, and it's on my blog, and I scanned it in.
Very cool. Now, generally, students have one area that they worry about doing. They don't like doing video, or they don't like doing audio, and they're a little worried about that. Is any of you two have a feeling about that?
Oh gosh, writing.
Group work.
I'm so bad at writing. I'm scared of it.
Group work and creative writing, I think, are scaring me because I'm a journalist. I write nonfiction.
We can have fun with that.
Yeah,
we don't love audio and video. That's my favorite.
I mean, the bulk of what you're doing is writing is actually what you're doing already. It's the writing in your blog. So we're not going to have any major writing assignments down the way. I mean, and to me, writing comes into play in a lot of the things you do. But If you have worries about that, you know, the daily crate writing things are kind of short and easy. And
yeah,
actually something
if it's interesting writing, I'm pretty good at that.
I mean, I'm good at doing the blog posts, like my 1,000-plus word weekly summaries that I keep doing.
All right, so what do you guys, gals? Sorry, I keep saying guys.
It's fine.
It's horrible. Nancy, Amber, what comes to mind when we start talking about like audio or radio? I mean, do you listen to radio or audio?
I love audio. And radio, actually, I'm going to have a radio internship this summer, so this is kind of practice for me.
Really? Where?
It's going to be in Richmond, Q94. Awesome. And they said I'm may be able to voice some of their commercials.
Wow, I'm so excited.
That is awesome.
So excited.
So nice.
That's going to be, so I mean, this experience may not apply directly, but I think the way we kind of treat audio, because audio is usually one where students kind of dread doing, because A, they don't like the sound of their voice, or they think it's going to be really hard.
After years of it, you kind of get used to it. Like, I've been doing voice acting since I was, like, 13 years old. So at first I was like, I don't like the sound of my voice. Then after doing it for another year, I was like, okay, I can do this.
Oh, my God. I really want to hear you do some DS-106 radio bumpers.
Yes.
I was actually working on that.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
That's an assignment for this week. If you should check out Amber's YouTube channel. She's got a great video and audio style.
There are a lot of her stuff's also on the subreddit, plugging that really quick.
Oh, very cool. There's so many things to talk about, and I want to get to everything. But in terms of audio, one of the things that I want to – the reason we're doing it this way is we're starting less with, like, the creating of audio. There's a few small things this week. It's more about paying attention to it, because there's a lot that's done in really good audio storytelling that is so powerful you never notice it. And that's that the use of sound effects, ambient sounds, music, the editing mode of sometimes some of the shows that we'll talk about, especially Radiolab, does this kind of really stylistic cuts back and forth in the way they overlap things. So. As you're doing your audio this work this week, generally when people start doing audio, they just put one sound after the other on the track. And you want to start thinking about using multiple tracks, so you can create like this rich layer of sound. Because what happens is when you have like a dialogue and maybe people are in a city park, if there's no background sound, it feels kind of sterile. You just hear the dialogue. But when you have the background sound of like subtle of traffic or maybe dogs barking or kids on the playground, it really makes a sort of a sense of it fills the space more.
Mm, that's great.
So
makes sense.
Yeah. So what we're asking you to do this week is listen to a couple examples of some radio shows that I think are really good. And paying attention not only to the story that they're telling, but really what you hear in terms of the audio. So, as an example, I took a clip of a story on Radiolab, and I chopped it up and put it on SoundCloud with little comments for things to listen to at each point. And at the end of the week, you guys will get your hands wet a little bit with some audio editing in Audacity, which we recommend as an audio platform because it's free. It's what I use for most of my audio editing. But, of course, you can use any software that you want to do for audio.
And so, something that I've been doing that'll have up all this week is selections of award-winning radio programs, radio experiments and things in the last, I think, going back at least 3 or 4 decades. And sort of offering them up to students to take a listen and perhaps get a few ideas and, you know, get an idea of the form of radio. Is, you know, people generally when they think of radio, they think of commercial radio or the form there, but it's lots of interesting things that people have done with it. So there's going to be a lot of that in the mix this week.
Yeah, and it's also part of the assignment is to listen to an hour of DS-106 radio and sort of share that experience. Ideally, we'll, you know, hopefully talk some people into doing some live broadcasts this week. But like Grant said, he's programming a lot of things on the radio station. And I want to spend some time with you talking about the radio station. But I also want to bring in Daniel, and maybe as someone who's taken DS-106, sort of what your take is on audio.
Well, the key thing with audio is to be patient. You know, it really does take a lot of attention to detail with what you're doing, because the smallest slip up, you know, whether it's a piece of static in there that you didn't mean to have, or somebody coughs in the background while you're recording, can really take the listener out of the story, and it kind of ruins the suspension of disbelief, if you will. And so you really have to pay attention to every single second going on in your audio to make sure that you have exactly what you want. When I was working on my radio show the second time around, we all got inside of the Google Hangout, and we all had our headphones in while we were doing this and listening to what was going on. We were picking apart piece by piece, and we'd listen to the same 5 seconds of audio over and over and over again until we got it right. So the key thing here is just be patient and pay attention to the details going on.
It helps to be a perfectionist, huh?
It does help to be a perfectionist. It can be a curse at times, though.
Yeah. And you guys will get some experience in using, there's a great sound site that we recommend called Freesound that has tons of audio effects. You can record your own audio bits if you need them. You're going to be mixing in music as we go. Once we get to the end of February, we'll have, after this week, we have a week of visual, and then a week of design, and then we're going to be moving into, yes, drum roll, the group project. The group project, which is a big one in the middle of the semester that you guys will work on past spring break, to produce your own radio show like the ones that you're listening to. So you'll get a fair amount of time to work on that, but it will take an amount of effort and coordination to get it done.
So cool.
It's exciting.
It's so cool. So I think everybody in DS-106 wants to be on Amber's team because she's got the voice.
I feel like I should claim her because we're working together right now. Sorry, Amber.
That's awesome. I'm being claimed right now.
I want Amber. So when we do that, I'll probably do it end of this week or next week. Basically, you guys will get to pick your groups that you want to work on. I kind of put you in the comment group. To shake things up, but you'll get to pick the people that you want to work with. So it's another reason to be sort of looking around on each other's blogs to figure out who, you know, from their work sounds like you want to be working with.
A piece of advice, when I was looking through everybody's blog to see who I wanted to work with, I tried to find the people that had strengths in areas that I did not. For instance, I worked with Haley, who I'm sure you guys have seen around on the Twitter world. She had the writing strength that I didn't have. And then my roommate, Paul, he kind of brought a different creative aspect, and he looked at things in a different light than I did. And, you know, everybody that we brought into the group, and we all kind of had the same vision, was we need to have people that complements our strengths. You know, my strength was in the audio editing, whereas other people had the different aspects that we needed to really make a good show.
Wow. That's smart.
Makes really sense.
Good. Really good advice. So I want to talk to Grant a little bit. And before we talk about the radio station, I mean, what is so powerful about audio storytelling that these students should know?
Audio storytelling? Well,
Just audio in general. I mean, why would a single medium in these days of multimedia?
Yeah, I find that listening to the radio is sort of a solitary event. It's something that we generally do alone. I mean, some of the atmosphere and some of the images that we create, we don't create them. We don't create these communally. I think that, I mean, you may create them communally as far as a project, the audio itself, but when it's received and when it's perceived by the person alone. And I think that's what makes it sort of an intimate medium.
Right.
And I think that's why the stories, in particular, the audio, like using audio for storytelling, can be particularly impactful.
Because in a way, I mean, through your audio, I mean, you're kind of, in a way, ideally injecting, you know, images in people's minds as they're listening.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Helps with imagination, too.
Yeah, one of the cool things is that it's almost like a form of sensory deprivation. You know, you don't have the visual aspect to it, so you're really relying on everything that you're listening to, and it kind of lets your imagination run wild.
And that's a good point, because I did recommend to people, like, there are some things for you to listen to this week, and it might be tempting to sort of pop that on, you know, the speakers while you, like, do something else on your computer. And I really encourage you just to parse the time to actually, like, sit in a chair and just listen to the audio, at least for a good 15 or 20 minutes, if not the full hour, because it's a different experience when you give it your full attention than when you give it partial.
Can I just say a first-hand experience with this?
Yeah.
Because I, my musical theater class, we have to do listening journals, which is you listen to a show, to a soundtrack, and you write about it. And I've tried listening to them when I'm in the costume shop where we're sewing, and I don't understand the shows. But when I sit in my room, TV's off, and I'm just, like, listening to the music and maybe looking at what the synopsis is of the show, I get a lot more out of it.
And just to show you how crazy this DS-106 radio is, I don't know if you're watching Twitter, but since I mentioned I was playing a little clip in my pre-show broadcast of Talking Tina, which is the Twilight Zone episode.
Some, I was listening to
some Talking Tina bot, or there's a Talking Tina account, responded. And it's not a bot, because this person's writing back and says, "I'm available to do voice work that folks might need for DS-106 audio projects."
Oh my god!
I do a great voice with overtones of creepy. And
we can have Talking Tina do voiceovers for DS-106.
Yes.
My name is Talking Tina, and I'm going to kill you.
Exactly. I'm going to ask him or her,
so
can you do
scary.
Some bumpers for us? That would be great to have Talking Tina doing DS-106.
Okay.
That would be terrifying.
A little bit more on audio, on radio and audio from another Canadian, Marshall McLuhan. So he says, if we sit and talk in a dark room, words suddenly acquire new meanings and different textures. They become richer, and all those gestural qualities come back in the dark and on the radio.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Ooh. So kind of get what he means.
Think about it. Say it again.
Yeah, and it's actually extending. It's funny, the point that was made just earlier about sensory deprivation in the senses. Marshall McLuhan goes on to say, given only the sound of the play, we have to fill in all of the senses, not just the sight of the action. So much do-it-yourself or completion and closure of the action develops a kind of independent isolation that makes, so that's kind of interesting, eh?
That's totally fitting.
Huh. That made me think about something. Earlier, you guys were talking about the video games and thinking about it's another form of digital storytelling. What he said just made me think about, I was playing a really scary computer game in class. We were required to play these, and I'm like, this isn't so scary. When I got back to my room, and it was like 10 p.m., it was dark, I played the game again. And I'm like, this is kind of scary, even though I played it before.
What game was that?
It was, what was it? One Chance. It's not really super scary, but it makes you think. It's an art game. It really makes you think about the dark sides of life and stuff.
That's
you
really,
also Amnesia.
Yeah, that's
true. Oh my gosh, never again.
You guys know your games. It's interesting, because a lot of times people focus on, like, these stories being in one medium, you know, whether it's the video or the book or the sound file. And what you're describing is my own belief, that the story really is in, like, our relation to this. So it's not just this inert piece of media. It's the fact that you played this game and that experience kind of got in your head and your brain went with it.
Yeah, especially because I live alone, too. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, not leaving my apartment.
And be careful, Amber. You're important. So I want to ask Grant a little bit to talk about DS-106 radio. How does it work? Like, is there a big tower somewhere and like big steam engines?
That's exactly it. It's sort of a very large boiler, and it's going all before I have to put big huge logs in it to keep it hot.
Big Canadian trees.
No, it's essentially, you know, it's funny, is because it's a technology that has been around for a long time. You know, audio streaming has been around since the mid-90s, like in earnest, has been around since the mid-90s. So it's really taking an open source server software and just opening it up such that anyone can have access to it. And I think what makes it a little bit more interesting too is the fact that there's other software that has been developed now that can allow you to schedule and program, like schedule programs, as well as, you know, ubiquity of mobile devices now that are have wireless capabilities. You can turn your wireless phone into a microphone, so you can essentially.
Oh crap!
What is that?
That's fire drill. Fire drill. I have to be back.
Right. I'll be back here. Air.
Sorry.
I was actually scared we were going to have one in my building today.
That was a great sound effect, whoever did that.
Yeah, no, those are not fun.
Oh, those are not
then
fun.
You go stand out in the cold for 20 minutes.
Oh, okay, so Amber has to go out on a real fire drill. And
yeah.
Get up. They like make you get in lines from tallest to shortest, like elementary
no,
school?
No, you go outside and you freeze your ass off.
Okay.
And if you hear one going off in the building next to you, which I usually do, you get in trouble if you leave before they officially ring your alarm.
All right, well, you know, we never know what's going to happen here when we go live, and we just run with it, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
So what kind of things can people do? First, I want to shout out to Dylan, Dylan Gott, who just tuned in. He's one of our students. So everybody say hello, Dylan.
Hey, Dylan.
Hey, Dylan.
Just to know that radio is a responsive media. I mean, because it's going to be new to people, so more or less you can broadcast from your desktop, like I'm doing right now. Grant mentioned the mobile. Of which now, you know, there's an iPhone app called Papaya, and is there an Android app now, Grant?
Yeah, there are actually, I think there's two. I haven't really tested them much, but I do know a couple folks have. We should, we'll get some information out about those.
Yeah, and that really opened things up, the fact that you could be out in public somewhere, and if you have a good internet connection, 3G or wireless, you could be broadcasting. So we've got a lot of people in the DS106 community who kind of bring where they are into us. And sometimes it's as simple as Dr. Garcia, who like turns it on when she goes shopping in Trader Joe's and you get to hear her experience. The people at conferences or concerts.
Well,
or just
Jim Groom, he broadcasted from the date auction at UMW last year, I believe.
Yeah.
He did the drag show as well.
Yeah, that one too.
Yeah, Jim is great. He actually, I played a little clip earlier. He had, he was going to a conference out west and on the way back he had, internet on the plane, and he was. I have a little clip when he was like, he was like telling the stewardess, "Do you know that you're on internet radio?" But that makes it pretty exciting. And then I'll let Grant tell him a little bit about the. Is the phone working?
I had to disconnect the phone, but we'll hopefully hook it up in the future again. I had to move some servers around, but basically this is what it was. Back when we were looking at multiple ways to access live radio, you can hook up this piece of software again that will function like an automated operator. So you can call in and it will connect you not to another person or not to a company or a service, but it connects you live to the radio. So you could essentially go to a payphone, call a toll-free number, and it would reverse bill the radio station and put you live on the air. So you could... Initially, I designed this as a way for people that perhaps didn't have a cell phone or it didn't have some sort of mobile communication. They could go to the site of an event and they could do live reports. And you could also have all kinds of hijinks fun dialing in multiple phones in a given location and collecting basically like soundscapes using public payphones.
Right, so the fact that you could use something as retro as a payphone, but call up and be on an internet radio station, kind of like a party line with multiple people, was something that we experimented with, but really didn't run full out with as a project. And I'll be thinking about ways I can give my students some maybe remote assignments to do that.
Yeah, and again, I think it was part of the challenge of taking an existing old technology, a technology that's become invisible to us, and do something new with it.
Right. So what are some of the new capabilities that we'll have on the new DS106 radio station, besides the most awesome domain name ever?
So... But one thing that there's a couple different things I really like about our new platform. One, it's open source. which was good. The other one, it was fine. It worked. It did the job, but there were a lot of things about it that, being its proprietary nature and a couple other kludgy bits. And two of the big things are smart playlists, which is essentially you can create a block of programming, and you can, with a bunch of different criteria, you can say, I only, in this 3-hour period, I only want to hear songs that have been uploaded or added in the last 48 hours. So you can make this sort of like perpetual motion machine of user uploads and programming. So you can sort of upload that. So you can have user submitted collections of music that get like, and I use the example of a listener's choice program. Say every day at from 1 to 3, if you wanted a listener's choice program with a smart block, say I only want to play music for the next 24 hours in this period.
Right.
So really depend on getting.
Whoever's typing, you're a little bit loud.
My apologies.
Sorry, you don't realize it when you're typing.
The other thing is to be able to take a web stream. Let's say you have a live show that's happening, goodness knows, somewhere in the world, and it has a live internet stream. You can schedule basically a syndicated broadcast. So if it's something is going live in London at 6, you can slot that in to somewhere in the calendar, and it will automatically connect to that live broadcast and then pipe it through. But at any time, a lot of these, you know, scheduled pieces, you can always do a live show and interrupt that, because live broadcasting trumps all on DS106 Radio.
That's great, and it's going to be fun to experiment with some of these new ways to schedule. And I imagine there's some things that need to be worked out as far as the way people can upload stuff to the station, right?
Yeah, that's coming this week. We used to have like a separate drop space where people could upload playlists and things like that, but now we're going to have our own self-contained uploader unit. So that will, with that, we'll be able to actually do the smart blocks, so that, let's say, if 100 files are uploaded in one day, the next morning, all those new files get played in a new show.
Right. So it might be a way for people, if they want to like upload a certain group or theme of things, it'll be a way to organize it.
Yeah, and I remember, was it last year or 2 years ago, where people would have a book and they would pick a playlist that explains the book, like 10 songs?
Yeah.
That would be a soundtrack story. And then there was also playlist poetry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those would be kind of interesting to have scheduled into.
That would be. In fact, I'm already thinking of ways that could, you know, roll into the way people do an assignment, is actually to do the upload and get it on the radio.
Yeah, and actually, if I think back, well, I still have some stuff in the archives from Jared Stein, where he did the punk rock zombie story.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, nice. And he had like in 3 parts, so I might actually get that scheduled in too.
That's very cool.
Is any of this code available on GitHub, or do you guys have that somewhere else?
Yeah, it's all available in GitHub. I haven't really made any big changes. It's if you just search for Airtime on GitHub, you'll be able to find it there.
Okay, cool.
And Daniel has some coding chops, so...
Awesome. If you'd like to play with any element, I can give you the keys. And I also, I'm looking to improve the widget too, like on our listener page. It's just a basic widget, but it would be kind of nice to trick out the widget a bit too.
Well, I have some experience with JavaScript and jQuery and all that stuff, and Ajax, so maybe I'll take a look at it and play.
Excellent. You know, another thing that I'd love to have some help with, and if you're interested, is like a really good HTML5 player.
I'm sure I could figure something out.
Yeah, because I was looking at the J player thing. That'd be kind of nice to have it on listening, like on the listen page.
Absolutely, I think that would make it a lot easier for people to listen.
Yeah, and something that, you know, that would sort of format well for mobile connections. It would just be nice HTML5 player in whatever browser people are using.
All right, I hear connections being made. So
I'm so confused right now.
Just nod like you understand.
Yeah, I'm. I know LiveJournal code, and that's about it.
It's okay. But they understand, or they think they do, and that's what's important.
Or at least good at pretending we do.
Yeah.
Hey, I made a lifetime of that. I still do it all the time. And I just made friends with Talking Tina.
This is like the best tweet I ever got.
I saw that message. My lordy, I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Someone just created that.
It's a new account.
Yeah, today, like yeah. 20 like, minutes ago.
Creepy.
And this is the thing. This is something we play with. Twitter itself becoming a story or character space, because you know I keep wanting to say her, but I don't know if it's her or if it's he or if it's it. And the fact that you can create these personas and give them some sense of character rather easily is something that we'll also get to a little bit later on. And it's always fun to see people play with.
And there's a long tradition of that, too, within the radio space of, you know, in the 50s and 60s of radio DJs adopting this personalities, right, for their shows.
Yep, absolutely. And just to show that it's crazy going on right now, Gina's broadcasting something on the old server.
Is that what that ping was?
No, that was my iPhone hitting a coffee cup.
Nice.
It's a very mechanical sound.
I was going to say, you probably heard some toilet splashing because my building is ancient.
Anyhow, but hey, you didn't have the fire alarm, so you're in good shape now.
Yeah, no, that's probably gonna happen tonight. My building.
That's cool. So I want to thank everybody for joining us. It's been good talking audio. Nancy, any thoughts on like what you anticipate coming ahead this week?
I'm actually gonna try to figure. I had this crazy idea last night when I was blogging. I was thinking about trying to combine one of my assignments for another class with this class this week.
Cool.
I have to do my listening journal, and I was gonna actually change what I'm doing to listen to a one-man show and kind of talk about and then maybe blog about that a little bit compared to the radio stuff we have to listen to.
That works. That totally
especially
works.
Since I know the book, it's based on a book that I've read like 6 times.
And you know, sort of, I say it a lot. I mean, you can change the rules the way you do assignments if you just do something interesting.
I know.
Okay.
I think I've done that a few times.
Yeah. I say that for the other listeners out there.
Yeah. I mean, I...
The rules are boring.
I do think my favorite changing of the rules last week was when someone that I was commenting on didn't put a graphic and said, oh, this would have been easier with a graphic for their story shape.
Right.
And I was like, you changed the assignment, but not in a good way.
Yeah, well, it's not just changing it anyway. You're right. Right. But yeah. I want all the students to know that that it's not just they have to take everything in verbatim. And there's a lot of room for interpretation.
Do you guys have any ideas for me for the Reddit? I'm going to work on that this week.
Pump up the Reddit, Nancy. Do it every opportunity you get.
Yeah, I love what Daniel did with the icon things.
Oh, that was fun. That was actually a really fun project. And if anybody's really interested in figuring out how to do that or has any ideas for new flair is what they call it.
Yes.
Either you know, DM me or send me an email or something, and we can talk about that and kind of play with that a little bit.
I know I changed my title, but I don't know if it's showing up for everybody. But I've seen that a lot of us have titles.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out how you add new icons. That was a little tricky, but
yeah, it's a pretty simple CSS thing. I have a link that I can send to you that I followed. It was a tutorial that was fantastic, and it made it super easy.
Okay. I went in my dog icon in there, that's why.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's pretty easy to do.
Rather than my face.
Hey, I thought that one was awesome.
It was definitely good selection, Lasso, there. That was good.
I think you need to add that picture of Jim Groom that he put up on his blog today.
Oh, the Maytag one?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was done by one of our colleagues, Noise Professor, who's been busy with some other stuff, but he is just so fluid and fast at doing his real fast, rapid Photoshop mashups where he'll just take something that someone says on Twitter and do that. You know, and Jim just said something about, like, I'm the Maytag repairman of EdTech. And, like, 5 minutes later, that graphic was up there.
Nice.
And we kind of call that riffing a lot of times when people just, like, spontaneously start creating stuff and copying. And it's got, like, nothing actually to do all the time with what we're doing in class. It's just that kind of, wow, I want to create something new, and then I want to take that thing that Nancy did and put it on a goat, you know?
I kind of made the... I kind of made a bacon gift the other day because of that.
I saw that. I saw the bacon. I like the bacon. I could smell it sizzling.
Oh my gosh. I'm obsessed with chow tips.
Very cool. Well, I'm not going to pull the plug on, you know, but this feels like a good length of the show. We got to talk to radio. Nancy and Amber's done her hosting thing. It wasn't her fault that the fire drill went off. What do you think of that? I mean, that's kind of a new thing that I've been playing with, Nancy.
What, with the fire drill?
No, the hosting.
It's fun. I'm enjoying it. I kind of tuned in every week.
Yeah, I know.
My classes are kind of weird. So it's been neat to kind of be a guide, but then also I don't feel weird, like, jumping into conversations like I did last time. Like, last week I kind of felt weird sometimes when I would, like, ask a question.
That's good. So for Dylan out there who's listening, you know, get your name up for the week that you think would work to come on. If the time doesn't work, list some suggestions on the line. You know, I'm willing to, like, I flex this one because Amber wasn't available, and then she had a fire drill. But we're not, you know, I'm not fixed on doing it. I prefer to do it earlier in the week, like Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, to kind of set the tone for the week. But that's not permanently fixed. I'm trying to line up. I got in contact with this professional photographer named Duncan Davidson, who invented the site that inspired us to make the Daily Create. And I'm going to try to arrange something where he's going to come in and sort of talk about the whole process of being creative as a photographer.
I mean, if you need to do a second show in a week, I'm willing to co-host again.
Awesome. If
no one else.
Sounds good. Well, you know, you guys are welcome anytime you want to pop in. And, you know, whether it's on the radio or the... we'll go back to the Google Hangouts. It's kind of fun to do that way and see everybody.
Is there a way to do one like that, but with, like, more people can join in?
Than the 10 of the Google Hangout?
Yeah.
It's limited. I heard there's... You can maybe go up to 15 now, but... yeah, it. I don't know of another way yet, but I will look and see if there's some other way to do that.
Like, how many people could we get on a Skype call?
Well, Skype, multiple video conferencing, you actually have to pay for.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I guess we thank Microsoft. Anyhow, thank you, Daniel. Thank you, Nancy.
Hey, my pleasure.
Thank you, Grant Potter, out there on the tip of the Atlantic.
You are welcome, and I'm looking forward to hearing all the fun audio in the coming weeks.
And Talking Tina, we want your bumper. Do us a bumper. Do us a station bumper for DS-106 Radio.
Wicked, I love it.
Look at this Talking Tina. If I didn't know better, I'd think that was Scott Lowe. You think that's Scott Lowe?
Could be.
He's not sure.
Maybe it'll show up like Batman.
If Talking Tina starts stalking me on Twitter, I'm going to get very... No, I'm going to be a little bit rattled by that.
Talking Tina is like following everyone in this chat except for me.
All right, like coming chat. Quick. All right, Talking Tina, you need to scare Bell Kid. B-E-L-L-E Kid.
B-E-L-L-E-K-I-D.
I should probably tell my groupmates that since one of them tweeted me this week at the wrong spelling of my name.
And for me, I'm going to be very careful when I go down those stairs in the dark. All right, guys, thanks for tuning in to DS-106 Radio. This is Cog Dog signing out.
Thanks, folks.
See ya. All right, so that's the show. That's the DS-106 show. Next week, we might be on the video again. I don't know quite yet. I'll play a little bit more music to tune this out. I'll go back to some of the Australia stuff.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
You know what this is.
Can you dig it?
This is the DS-106 call sign.
DS-106.
Why does all this happen?
That's a bumper. That's a bumper. We need Talking Tina to do that bumper.
DS-106 Radio. Everything in the right place.
Nancy. Oh, she had a blast in DS106 co-hosting. She wants to do more of it. That's all good. That's going to be the end of the show. Probably going to fade this out. Archive it. Post it. Free up the airways for someone else to get on board. DS106 Radio. It's right out of the 60s. Daniel Zimmerman for popping in. Former students. DS106, totally for life, as Daniel shows. He's totally infected by the virus.